திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
வியாச உவாச தஸ்மை வரான சிந்தியாத்மா நீலகண்டஹ் பினாகத்ருத் அர்ஹதே தேவ முக்யாய ப்ராயச்சத்ரிஷி சம்ஸ்துதஹ. அந்த நீலகண்ட பினாகத்ருக், தட் பினாகா, தட் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் வீல்டிங் த பினாகா போ, ஹீ ஸ்டார்டட் டாக்கிங். வியாசா சேஸ், தட் ப்ளூ த்ரோட்டட் மகேஸ்வரா, தட் நீலகண்டா, த ப்ளூ த்ரோட்டட் மகேஸ்வரா ஹூ இஸ் த வீல்டர் ஆஃப் பினாகா, ஹீ ஸ்டார்டட் கிவிங் பூன்ஸ் டு Vasudeva, who deserved everything. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan. Bhagavan is, refers only to Maheshwara, not anyone else. Smashanavasi Bhagavan Kacharo Gocharordhanaha. 8 times the word Bhagavan comes in Rudram. 35 times it comes in Atharvashiras Upanishad. Sarvavyapi cha Bhagavan stasmat sarvagatak Shivaha. Mahadeva is referred to as Bhagavan in twice in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. The only personality who is referred to as Bhagavan is Mahadeva in the Vedas and Upanishads. So whenever it refers to Brahma or Narayana in the Puranas, it is secondary. Vedas call Mahadeva alone as Bhagavan. So devotee of Bhagavan is Bhagavata. So Shiva Bhaktas are Bhagavata. So Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Mat prasadan manushyeshu deva gandharva yonishu aprameya balatmatvam narayana bhavishyasi nachatvam prasahishyanti deva suramaho ragah na pishachana gandharvana yakshana charakshasaha na suparnastata naga na cha vishve viyonijaha ந கஷ்டித் துவாம் ச தேவோபி சமரேஷு விஜேஷ்யதி. ஸோ த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் மகேஸ்வரா செட், ஓ நாராயணா, பை மை கிரேஸ், பை மை கிரேஸ், ஹி சேஸ் தட் பை மை கிரேஸ் யூ வில் பி ஆஃப் இம்மெஷரபிள் மைட். அண்ட் தென் ஈவன் த தேவதாஸ் அண்ட் அசுராஸ், உரகாஸ், பிஷாச்சாஸ், கந்தர்வாஸ், ஈவன் த மென் நாகாஸ் ஆர் எனி கிரீச்சர் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆர் ராட்சசாஸ் கேன் நெவர் பி ஏபிள் டு யூனோ விட்ஸ்டாண்ட் யுவர் ப்ரோவெஸ். No one among the celestials will be able to vanquish you in the battle. And he goes on to say an interesting thing. Na shastrena na vajrena na na agnina na cha vayuna na chardhena na shushkena trasena stavarena cha kaschittava rujam karta mat prasadat katanchana apivai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha. He says, even you know, anything, any shastra, any or chakra or vajra, anything, agni or vayu or chandra, nothing will be able to do, you know, no one will be able to do anything to you. And then he goes on to say, api vai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha, even if you have to battle with me, oh Narayana, you will win me. So this is again, he Maheshwara gives this because he was gratified with Vishnu. And that's where we see some of the episodes. We see the episode of Banasura, you know, that where actually Krishna defeats Shiva. But that also happens with the permission of Mahadeva. Shiva grants permission and then only Krishna is able to defeat Shiva. And then everyone worships Mahadeva. That is the final end of all. So, and there are some places, you know. So like, even if you have to battle with me, you will win me. So this is a boon that is given by Maheshwara. Some people make some Shiva Dveshi, some Avaidika Mudas. They make fun of, you know, Maheshwara. See, Maheshwara was defeated in the battle with, you know, Vishnu. That is a boon given by Maheshwara. And it is also told in the Harivamsa Purana. So it is told, you know, if it is mentioned at one place, then we can understand the same thing is told in three places by Vyasa Maharshi. So that, you know, it's considered of high importance. This episode is again comes in the Harivamsa Purana, when second canto 74th chapter, when Krishna does stuti to Lord Shiva for getting the Parijata Mala, Mahadeva appears and then he says, he gives the boons and then he says, avadyastvam ajeyascha mattak shura tarastata bhavita sit yavocham yat tattatana tadanyata. You cannot be conquered by anybody. You will be more valiant than me. He says. So Harivamsa Puranam also this point is brought out. And also here, Maheshwara says, you will, you know, even if you have to battle with me, you will win me. Oh, Narayana. It's a boon given by Maheshwara. Otherwise, Maheshwara cannot be defeated by anybody in battle. Drishnave chabramrishaya chanamo. Mahadeva is described as one who doesn't run away from the battlefield. Maheshwara is the ultimate warrior. No one can defeat Maheshwara. Only by love we can defeat Maheshwara. So here, you know, since he did for penance for like many years, and then Mahadeva was gratified, and then he gave these boons. Along with all the boons, he said, okay, oh dear son, Vishnu, even if you have to battle with me, you will win me. he says that. And then Shaurina. Evamete vara labdha purastad viddi Shaurina sa esha devas charati mayaya mohayan jagat. So he says that Shauri is one of the names of Vishnu. So Vishnu, on the Vyasa ends here by saying, oh Ashwatthama, this, you know, Shauri, Vishnu obtained various boons from Maheshwara in days of yore. That's what I recited to you. He says to Ashwatthama. Tasyaiva tapasa jatam naram nama mahamunim tulyametena devena tam jani varjunam sada tavetau purvadevanam paramopa titavrishi lokayatra vidanartam sanyayete yuge yuge. That Arjuna is none other than Nara, and you know Krishna is none other than Narayana. You know, they have taken birth again. Every yuga they take birth again and again, and they serve Maheshwara. Naranarayana did the sthapanam of Kedareshwara, and they did and then worshipped Maheshwara there. Maheshwara appeared in front of them and asked, what do you want? No, whoever comes here, you have to give, you know, boons to them. Whoever comes and worships you here, O Mahadeva, you have to give boons to them and you have to remove their sins. That was the request of Nara and Narayana to Maheshwara. And then Maheshwara says, Tathastu. That comes in the Shiva Mahapurana. So, yeah, that's about it. And then these two rishis, you know, they take birth every yuga and they serve Maheshwara. They get boons from Maheshwara. And then he goes on to say, Tataiva karmana kritsnam mahatas tapasopicha tejo manyum cha vibramstvam jato raudro mahamata sa bhavan devavat pragnyo nyatva bhavamayam jagat avakarshas tvamatmanam niyamais tatpriyepsaya shubhramatra havih kritva mahapurusha vigraham ijivamstvam japair homair upaharaischa manada. Oh Ashwatthama, even you have attained this, you know, you are conscious of Mahadeva, Maheshwara, because of your great acts. Just like Arjuna and Krishna have done great acts, you know, have worshipped Maheshwara in, you know, many yugas. You also have, you know, done various austerities, various ascetic penances in your previous yugas. And that's why you're always conscious of Mahadeva, Maheshwara. Vyasa says to Ashwatthama. So this, keeping this, you know, in mind, the later Ashwatthama episode comes in the Sauptika Parvam of Mahabharatam. So there, Ashwatthama worships Maheshwara. Again there. So there also, if you see, with lifted hands, you know, there Ashwatthama comes and then he explains about his distress. And then Mahadeva understands. Mahadeva is in the heart of all the living entities. He understands what is the distress that Ashwatthama was facing. He was not able to defeat the Pandavas. And then Mahadeva replies, interestingly, 10th canto, 7th chapter, 61st verse. Satya shaucha arjavatya gaistapasa niyamena cha kshantya bhaktya cha dritya cha karmana manasa gira yata vadaham aradva krishnena klishta karmana tasmadishtat tamah krishna danyo mamana vidyate. You know, with truth, satyam, satyam means truth, shaucham means purity, ashaucham means impurity, shaucham means purity. Arjavatya, sincerity, and then tyagam, resignation, that is tyage naike amritatva manushuhu. By doing tyagam, you know, only you can understand Maheshwara. And then by ascetic austerities, by vos, kshantya, bhaktya, forgiveness, devotion, dritya, by patience, karmana, manasa, thought and word, I have been duly adored by who? Krishna. Shiva says to Ashwatthama, I have been with all these, you know, various things. I have been adored with devotion, forgiveness, patience, thought, word, sincerity, purity, tyaga. I have been adored by Krishna like anything of pure deeds. And that's why I had to favor Krishna in this war. Oh dear Ashwatthama, my child, you have to understand that. He says that. So this also confirms this fact where, you know, everywhere Maheshwara comes into play. Maheshwara, that's why the topic also I named is as Maheshwara, the hero of the Mahabharata war, not Krishna or Arjuna. That's why Vyasa recounts this story, right? Vyasa could have ended very well, said, oh Ashwatthama, you invoked the Narayanastra, right? Narayanastra weapon is owned by Narayana. So Narayana was there, Krishna was there. And that's, you know, he knew the method to withdraw the weapon. So due to, you know, by the grace of Krishna, like the Pandavas are safe. Now he doesn't reply that. He doesn't say that. Vyasa doesn't say that. He goes on to glorify Maheshwara as the cause of all causes. Narayana himself was meditating on Maheshwara for thousands and millions of years in his heart. And he obtained the grace of Maheshwara. So that's how he connects the entire war to Maheshwara. By Maheshwara's grace, the Pandavas and Krishna have won the war and not otherwise. So that's where Krishna, like Shiva also confirms, Mahadeva also confirms that in the Sauptika Parvam. I have been duly adored by Krishna again and again and again and again. And that's why I had to favor him in this war, oh my dear child Ashwatthama. And then Vyasa again says to Ashwatthama, since you have adored that Supreme Lord again and again in your previous lives, you are also not an ordinary personality, oh Ashwatthama. And that's why you have cherished, you have developed the desire for Maheshwara in your heart. The desire for Maheshwara in your heart has popped up because you have worshipped him for many, many yugas. And that's how the Shiva Bhakti pops up in the heart, not otherwise. Shiva Gita also says that. It doesn't happen by chance, guys. It doesn't happen by chance. And then, like, you know, Keshava and like Arjuna and Keshava's acts, you know, ascetic austerities, your ascetic austerities are also superior. You have worshipped Mahadeva. And then he comes to the main point. Janma karma tapo yoga tayostava cha pushkalaha tabhyam linge chito devas tvayarchayam yuge yuge. You have worshipped, you know, they have, Arjuna and Krishna, they have worshipped the linga eternally. Yuga after yuga after yuga. And just like them, you have also worshipped. You have adored the great Mahadeva in the linga. In the linga. So like linga represents that infinite aspect of infinite arupatva. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Anantatvam. The infiniteness is an attribute of Maheshwara. So the linga represents his infiniteness. He filled the universe, right? Brahma and Narayana were searching for the beginning and end. They were not able to find his beginning and end. So he filled the universe with that linga. So linga represents his arupa aspect. So they have worshipped Arjuna and Krishna, they have worshipped the linga and they have worshipped the form of Maheshwara in the linga. And again, one important point, some people think that, okay, fine, Mahadeva is formless. No, he has a divine form. His attributes, his qualities and his characteristics are only described in the Vedas and Upanishads, not any other personality's characteristics. But that Anantatva is also described. Anantatva is described as his attribute. He alone is eternal. He alone is all-pervading. Others, everybody are all Jivatmas, including Lakshmi, Saraswati, Indrani, Indra, Brahma and Vishnu. So that's where, Maheshwara's form should be meditated within the linga. So you have adored the great God in the linga. Within the linga, we have to meditate on the divine form of Maheshwara. And Rama also in the Padma Purana, Patala Kanda 116th chapter, I was reading this interestingly. There, Rama worships, you know, he is unable to cross the ocean. He worships Maheshwara. And then Mahadeva's beautiful divine form along with Parashakti is beautifully described there. I don't remember the verse number, but 116th chapter of Patala Kanda, Padma Purana. So Rama worships Maheshwara in order to cross the ocean to go to Lanka and get back Sita. And then there Maheshwara appears in the linga along with Parashakti. Very beautiful. Maheshwara is sitting, you know, Shuddha Spatika Sankasham, as usual, the same descriptions. He is camphor white. He has, you know, beautiful Jata Mudi. His eyebrows are fair. He has three eyes and he has 5 heads and 10 hands. And Parashakti, he is placing his hands on the waist of the daughter of the mountains. That's how beautifully it describes. He was having his hands on the waist of Parashakti Mata, who was sitting on the left lap of Maheshwara. So he saw this form in the Linga. Rama saw this form in the Linga. So that's where we have to meditate on the form of Maheshwara in the Linga. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Vitam Mukham. His Swarupam is what is more important. Because if we just meditate on his, you know, Jyoti, that knowledge is incomplete. When we meditate on the form within the center of the Jyoti, that's when we attain the true knowledge. And this is told again, I mentioned this in the, where Vishnu eats the Basma and bathes with the Basma in order to have the divine vision, form of Maheshwara. So that should be highlighted, you know, that should be known. Sarvarupam bhavam nyatva linge yorchayati prabhum atma yogascha tasminve shastra yogascha shashvataha. He is eternal. He is eternal, indestructible, avyaya. The linga represents his infiniteness. He says that repeatedly. And Krishna and Arjuna have worshipped that, and you have also worshipped it. Oh Ashwatthama, you are also not an ordinary personality. He says that. Evam deva yajantohi siddhascha paramarshayaha prarthayante param loke sthanum ekam sa sarvakrit. Sthanum, sthanu is one. Ekam, egan anegan iraivanadi valga. He is one and he is also many. He has many forms. Restricted to his forms. Okay, many forms. Then someone might ask, okay, fine. Then everything are his forms. No. Only specific forms to Maheshwara. Brahma's forms and Vishnu's forms are not described in the Vedas. Their qualities and characteristics are not described in the Vedas and Upanishads. It's Shiva's forms. So when we say Anegan, like many forms, specific to Mahadeva's forms, like I said, like Kalyana Sundara Murti, Panchamukha Parameshwara, Ekamukha Parameshwara, Sharabeshwara, Dakshina Murti, Ardhanarishwara Murti, Uma Maheshwara. So like that. So specific to Lord Shiva. And he is Ekam. He is one without a second. So Sthanu is Eka. Please understand. Oh, Ashwatthama, Vyasa says.